Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is July the 21st. It is a glorious morning already. We are in Hellertown. We're on Main Street, south part of the village. And we're at Neighbors Home and Garden, and we're here for animals in distress. We're here for Neighbors Home and Garden. You're going to save a ton of money on everything that you buy, and a portion of it, what you buy today, goes to Animals in Distress. Glenn and his wife are already matching money this morning, cooking up breakfast. We've got the Animals in Distress folks who are here as well. And it's a beautiful morning. Weather a little bit later might be a little iffy. That's Oreo.
Yeah, that's one of the rescues.
That's one of the cutest little dogs I have ever seen.
Doesn't that dog look like it should be on a movie set?
He looks like Benji.
Yeah, something like one of those, sort of like that. He just has that, oh my gosh, Oreos.
That's the voice of Bobby Gunther Walsh joining us this morning here at Neighbors Home and Garden, encouraging you to stop down as well. And how about animals in distress? Help yourself out. If you've got propane tanks at home, load them all up. Bring them on down, because for $9.99, you can't afford not to get them all filled up. While you're here, have a little something to eat. Make a nice donation. We've got to raise a fair sum of money this weekend so that we can match last year's efforts and so that Animals in Distress, the original no-kill shelter, they did it when everyone said it couldn't be done, so that they can continue to serve our community and make life better, not just for dogs and cats, but for everyone.
Yeah.
610-720-7900 if you'd like to join us. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Sir?
Can I give the phone number?
Please.
So the one way to help is down here in person. Second way to help is at the phones. Either way, it's being matched. Neighbors is nice enough to donate $800, and Glenn and his wife, Glenn is the owner of Neighbors, donating $200, so it's a $1,000 match. If we can get $1,000 from you, they'll do $1,000, and we can make $2,000 this morning. Either donate in person here at Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street, Hellertown. Look at Oreo over there. Where he came from and where he is now are two extremely different worlds, folks, and that happened because you supported Animals in Distress. He's happy. He's in the shade, loving it because of Animals in Distress, and you're helping them. The other way to help is on the phone. It's 610-967-4417, 610-967-4417. And that's on the phones there. That's the new phone number for the weekend. Also, other ways to help is by buying here, because when you buy, part of the proceeds help Animals in Distress. They have a pet department here, 25% off all pet toys, $19.99 for the Black Oil Premium Feathered Friend Bird Feed. That's just all weekend long on that stuff. The Propane Happy Hour is all day Saturday, $9.99. Patio department, 75 sets of patio furniture. And they're all on sale and discounted. And then the gift department, 20% off all weekend, I should say. I want to give them a mention because they're giving up all this airtime.
Absolutely.
We're not even mentioning their business. So we got the nursery, which has stuff on sale, all the glazed potteries on sale. So it's big. 7 acres here. It's really a cool place. 7 acres.
Come on down and join us.
Yep. Again, Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street, Hellertown. I cannot stress enough, because it's Gene's show. I don't want to infringe on it much, but I appreciate him allowing us to be on and help the animals in distress. But I cannot stress enough, we need to have basically a $70,000 weekend, and we need that matching money. We need every bit of help you can. I must kind of stress the urgency of this. 610-967-4417. 610-967-4417. You think you'd be adopting another dog?
No, I think we're going to be posting that on our website.
Oh, okay.
If you want to see Oreo, you've got to check that out.
Not.
If you would like to join us this morning, if you have a question for More Than Money, 610-720-7900. I have Annette on the line. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. I have a question.
How may we serve you?
Yeah, I have a question about my life insurance policy.
Okay.
Okay, I have a $10,000 whole life policy that my parents had taken out for me. And it's supposed to be paid up at age 65, so I have 5 more years to pay on it. But I'm wondering if you can help me understand, it's a $10,000 policy, but the paperwork that I get from them says the total death benefit is $11,500. Is that true? Like, if I die, do my kids get the $11,500, or do they get the $10,000?
Oh, it's a very good question. And Annette, the answer is actually better than you might have hoped. They will get the $11,500. They will get the higher number. And the reason they're going to get the higher number is because that policy has been in effect for so very long. The cash value buildup inside the whole life contract has grown so very strongly that it actually has purchased more life insurance than what the original contract called for. So because it's been there for so long, because the buildup has been so strong, because the value is higher than normally anticipated, your kids are going to get more money than you originally thought.
Okay. And then the net cash value currently is $7,700. So if I cashed in this policy today, then I would get the $7,700. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct.
Okay.
Yep, you're absolutely
right. But
then
there's a little asterisk where it says something about subject to taxation if it's surrendered. How does that work?
That is true.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
The
IRS will look at the life insurance policy. And that the IRS will look at the life insurance policy. They will see $7,700 coming out. They will ask you what premiums were paid in. And that becomes your cost basis. So let's say that over the course of many, many years, a total of the premiums was $3,000.
Okay.
So that money would come out to you tax-free. The difference between the $3,000 and the $7,700, approximately $4,700, would be income taxable if you took the money out of the policy.
Okay. But if I die and my kids get the $11,500, that's not taxable, is it?
That is correct.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, and God bless. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We're at Neighbors Home and Garden. Bobby Gunther Walsh is here. Do not let that stop you from coming down. Sir? Oh, no. I got a couple
this sandwich.
It's good stuff?
Oh.
You're saying it's good stuff?
Oh, my gosh.
Neighbors Home and Garden, we got free breakfast. Oreo is here. Oreo will take pictures with you. He's one of the cutest dogs you've ever seen. He looks like a Benji dog. And for a modest donation, several hundred dollars, he'll take a picture with you because he's fairly famous. I mean, come on, that's a great dog. Lisa and Megan are here to tackle you as you come through the door. All right, or not. It's six of one, half dozen of the other. And we're raising money, so come on down. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. I've got an email that demonstrates exactly what Gunther and I were talking about a little bit earlier. We were doing it tongue-in-cheek. By the way, I got a text from my wife saying, damn, Gunther caught me, because you recognized her. Yeah, that was her letter. Anyway, people hear what they hear. They express what they think they heard. And quite often, about three emails chains later, we find out that's not what you were supposed to hear. Gentleman writes, a few weeks ago I called into your show about a LACK, L-A-C-K. And I remember the call because I'm sitting there going, I have no idea what you're talking about. He went to ask his financial person, and she said she didn't know what I was talking about. So now there's two of us. I tried to give a limited explanation. She immediately tried to steer me to a long-term care insurance. Since she shed no light on my question, can you tell me the difference? From Gary. That's cool. The reason your financial person was confused is because you're asking about a LACK, L-A-C-K, and if I'm reading this correctly, what you were interested in what's called a QLAC, the letter Q, L-A-C, QLAC, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Very different than long-term care insurance, but the fact that she was trying to sell you long-term care insurance, I'm born out of some sense of frustration of, She had no idea really what you were talking about because you were asking about something that doesn't exist. Just a couple letters, but it kind of put her in a position of, gosh, since I have no idea what you're talking about, why don't I talk to you about something I do know about and maybe end up with a sale? A qualified longevity annuity contract is a financial tool almost always purchased inside of a either an IRA or a retirement plan. And in general, there are limitations. You're allowed to put up to, I believe, 25% of your IRA up to $125,000. But it's a very interesting tool. It says this. Bobby Gunter Walsh is 60 years old. He has $400,000 in an IRA. He takes some pains to look at his long-term plans. How old is your dad?
86.
So Gunter says, wait a second, I got longevity in my genetics. I take rescue products. I'm likely to be around a long time. I'm worried about running out of money at some point in the when I'm 80, 85, 90 years old. A qualified longevity annuity contract says, give them $100,000 at age 60. You get nothing until you turn 85. But when you turn 85, you start getting a lifetime check, a lifetime annual check, approximately $50,000 a year. So you give up $100,000 today, and for the next 25 years, you get zero. But then starting at 85, you get $50,000 a year for as long as you live.
Is it always 85, or is that year, is that variable?
85 is pretty common. I've not heard it vary. These contracts are issued by different companies. They can have slightly different terms, but I think 85 is actually mandated by the IRS code. Because the IRS, the federal government, is encouraging people to do this because it is sadly often the case. People do pretty well in retirement, And then as they get to their most senior years,
they run out of money.
So this is a guaranteed method, never running out of money.
What if you die before 85?
The $100,000 is gone.
It's theirs. Wow.
It's theirs.
So it's a gamble.
It is a gamble. Now let's for every person who dies at 84 and 10 months. Freaking kidding me, and the money's gone. There will be somebody who is alive at 96, 97, 98, and they put $100,000 in, and after 12 years, they've collected $600,000.
Or the other option is if you die at 84 and 10 months, tell your children about this situation and say, listen, don't report me dead till this date. That's always an option. It might not fly, but it's an option.
I don't know if they actually sell those walking coolers here at Neighbor's Home and Garden, but you can, hey, can we visit Dad? Sure, he's just don't unplug him while he's...
Exactly. Oh, my. Yeah, just put him in there. I'm thinking outside the box, Gene.
Outside the box, indeed.
Outside the coffin.
It does lend a whole new meaning to outside the box.
It really does.
We have got to keep Dad outside the box.
Yeah, keep him outside the box.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. For all you people who are thinking about Social Security fraud, that's not what we're talking about here.
That's just insurance fraud. But
come on.
Exactly. Wow. So that's an interesting gamble. What would you recommend people do that one?
It is an interesting gamble.
And what's the last age you can buy it?
Oh well, you can buy it way later than 60.
Okay.
But, of course, the shorter the period of time between when you get it, the less you'll get on the back end.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So early gets you a huge benefit on the back end, but it also removes that big block of money from your use for a much longer period of time. The term, it depends.
Oh, really?
It's all over the place. Somebody comes to me and says, look, my health is okay. It's not great. I don't take rescue products. I don't exercise. I'm not active. I've had some health issues.
Dad died at 74.
Exactly. All of a sudden, then the QLAC becomes way less attractive. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if that's the case, long-term care becomes way more attractive because you're likely to need care at some point. But if somebody comes to me and says, my dad's 86, he's motoring, he's doing great, I've got longevity, I take rescue, I'm active, then you got to kind of, then you have to have the conversation.
Yeah. Because you could be healthy and suddenly there's somebody hits you blind, you're driving and you're in a car accident, and now everything suddenly changes. It's a gamble, like just a lot of things in life, really. You could sign up. Gene has a plan where if you sign up with him, he comes over and bathes you if you need care.
You just the visual of that. I just wanted to get that out there.
Really? And
I'm entertained by it. It doesn't matter if anybody else is. I'm entertained. Gene will come over and give you a sponge bath.
There's simply no question that I'm going to be getting more handwritten notes next
week.
Yes. Do you really have to have Bobby Gunter Walsh
on the show? That guy he has no expertise at all.
Speaking of on the show, we're at Neighbors Home and Garden. We're in Hellertown. You should be with us. Not necessarily to meet Bobby Gunter Walsh. That's always a risk. But we've got Megan and Alyssa here who are greeting you. We've got lots of great food for your enjoyment. We've got, goodness, we need $77 to make the hour.
To make the challenge.
Please give them the phone number right now.
610-967-4417. If we get that, we knock off our first $1,000, and we can start another match. $77 to make this challenge. 610-967-4417. We're counting the money that's donated here or on the phone. So right now, the best likelihood is to get this done quickly. One phone call. $77 Visa, MasterCard, or check. Gift is tax deductible, helping animals in distress, no kill shelter. 610-967-4417.
And that'll secure the match that Glenn and his wife have
put up. That'll be $1,000. You're going to owe us $1,000.
More and more money.
That's the can we make him some money?
That would be
lovely.
Can
I give a couple mentions for what he's got going on here?
Real quick.
With the grill, I'm going to tell you something. It's not just that he sells Weber grills. He really knows how to cook on them, folks. He has the Weber grill. People come out, and he's cooking. He made eggs on that grill, folks. How did he do it? The sandwiches are awesome. The eggs were juicy. I'm telling you, awesome, awesome breakfast. Weber grills, the propane happy hour all day for $9.99. Get that tank refilled. All the patio furniture is on sale. The pet department, 25% off pet toys and other stuff in the pet department's on sale. The nursery, 25% off. But on Saturday and Sunday, sale items will be 35% off in the nursery. And they've got lots of stuff going on here. Neighbors Home and Garden, a great place, a real family-friendly and pet-friendly place. Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street, Hellertown. Please come out here today and tomorrow. He's taking money for animals in distress. Most of the stuff is on sale both days. Propane happy hour just today.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And Megan and Alyssa, literally tackling people as they enter the building. And forcing them to accept wonderful, wonderful gifts. It's just what we do. It's one of those kind of things. Say people who try to avoid us.
And sign up for that sponge bath from Gene. We're also doing that.
Moving
we got the sponge bath
right
from
along.
Gene. Right, you girls got the gift certificate, the right entry along. Sheets for the sponge bath from Gene?
610-720-7900. They find you somehow horrifying.
Yeah,
they
just looked at me like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Young lady writes, in January, I decided to begin taking my Social Security. I'm 63. I know there are limits to how much income I can have without losing benefits. The problem is my company is going through some challenges and really needs me. I expect I will end the year way over the limit for the amount I can make. Any ideas how I should best handle this? Just be quiet. You have no ideas whatsoever. Mm. This young lady is faced with an issue that is very, very, very common. Normal retirement age for most folks, roughly our age, is 66 and change, 66 and 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, etc. And once you reach normal retirement age for Social Security purposes, you can earn anything you want. It does not affect your Social Security. It may very well affect your income taxes. Because if you're in a great deal of money, you might be in a higher bracket, but it doesn't affect your Social Security benefits.
So you can earn as much as she can stay working, earn as much as she wants, and she'll still get the full benefit.
If she were at normal retirement age.
Oh, but she's not.
Because she's not. She's approximately 3 years early. The IRS has set up a limit. Actually, the Social Security Administration set up a limitation, and it says if you earn more than approximately $17,500, we're going to temporarily take some of your benefits away. So, if you are, let's say your benefit is $2,000 a month, let's say you've earned $10,000 more than the $17,500 limit, your $24,000 benefit this year is going to be reduced to $19. They're going to take back $1 for every $2 you've earned above the limit. That's really annoying. Now, first thing that she needs to hear, it is not lost. It will be added back to her benefits when she reaches normal retirement age.
Okay.
So it's not a terrible, terrible thing.
Right.
Now, what is terrible on occasion is folks who have not understood the rules, and they assume, I don't know why I say it that way, I really don't. It's not, that's not how you're supposed to pronounce it, but they assume, there I did better, that they can get Social Security and their income, and the answer is no, you can't. If you earn too much, you simply can't.
So, if you retire before 66.
Before 66. So what can she do? There's a couple things she can do. Number one, she can perhaps negotiate with her boss. Hey, I know I'm earning X number of dollars, but I don't want you to pay me all that this year. Can I put that into, it's called deferred compensation. Can I push that off to another year?
Ooh, cool.
So that's something for her to think about.
And that's a common thing?
It is it's not common, but it's absolutely
ethical,
moral, legal, IRS code, and it's been and for 50 years.
Okay.
Not like, ooh, they just came out with this new secret. No, it's not a new secret. It's been around forever. The reason it's not common is it's most often used for folks who make a great deal of money. Somebody who's making $500,000, $700,000, $800,000, and they go, look, I'm not spending all this, but I'm paying tax on it. Could I push off $200,000 for the future and pay it when I'm in a lower bracket? This case is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. She might make $35,000 or $40,000, but she wants to keep it under $17,500. Push that off to the future for when she's after six, older than 63.
Yeah, that's one of the missing things here. You don't really say, it doesn't really say what kind of income she's earning.
No, it
could
really
be $100,000. She could be somebody's a major assistant. I have a friend who's an assistant to a CEO, and she's compensated very well, and she could fall into that category.
She absolutely could. Now, most folks who are making $100,000 would not have applied for their Social Security because they would have known. Now,
so
in this particular case, she figured, I'm going to go part-time because I'm easing into retirement. No problem. As it turned out, from a simple loyalty standpoint,
right.
She's been with the company a long time. Awesome. She appreciates the company. They've been good to her. She wants to be good to them, and they need her.
Let me ask you a question. It's ethical and moral. It's legally binding to the company that they have to do that.
It is indeed. Now, the only downside to deferred comp is that it's legally binding to the company, but if the company goes out of business, bankrupt, Siri, got to go, bye, she loses it.
Gotcha.
So there's risks. There's risk. I think the most important thing in terms of how should she handle this is to simply understand if she was going to go part-time anyway, if she was comfortable just being on her Social Security, she's not losing it. She's going to end up getting anything that she might be deferred from her Social Security, she'll end up picking it up
right.
on the back
yeah,
end.
Yeah, that's really – plus she could do the deferred. So she's still going to get the money that she paid into Social Security, and she could defer the payment for the boss. If it's a solid company, she still gets that just later when the tax consequences aren't there. So she's got some good options.
Thank God she has us.
Well, you.
Well, good point. 610-720-7900. We've got to go to a break. Please come down and join us. Neighbors Home and Garden in Hellertown. We're raising funds for animals in distress. We're answering your questions. We're offering you free More Than Money newsletters. There's lots of snacks. There's lots of food. Bobby Gunter Walsh is here. Please come down and join us. If you you can't make it, make sure that you call in a pledge. And if you've got a question for us, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or call 610-720-7900. We'll be back with you after this on More Than Money. exactly what we offer. Good morning. Welcome to Neighbors Home and Garden. We're here for animals in distress. We're also here to offer you tremendous bargains, a lot of opportunity to improve your home, your garden. The live plants that they have here, it goes on and on and on. Tons of folks coming in, heading right over for the glorious color. Lots of items on sale. But most importantly, of course, we're dedicating ourselves this morning to raising as much money for animals in distress as we possibly can. We're in a matching hour. Gunther, can you give them the phone number where they can call and make a pledge?
610-967-4417, 610-967-4417, starting another $1,000 match.
We're doing another $500 match right now, $500 matching money here. 500. So just use Glenn's. We've got another 500 in matching money. We'd like to get that matched, and you can do it one of two ways. Neighbors Home and Garden right here. Come down, meet Oreo, see the results of some of your efforts of and the animals in distress efforts. No kill shelter. Meet Oreo. Give a contribution here. 38 Main Street, Hellertown, Neighbors Home and Garden. And the second way is 610-967-4417. That's the weekend number. 610-967-4417. Lots of folks waiting to take your calls there right now. 610-967-4417, pledged by Visa, MasterCard, or check. Your gift tax deductible, helping this no-kill shelter, animals in distress. We really appreciate any help. Come on down and help Glenn out, too. He's been great here, and part of the proceeds from this weekend benefit animals in distress, so that's another way to help, is supporting a great sponsor who's got great products, who is really, truly an animal lover and helps us out so much, and I'm grateful for him.
Come on down and visit. We're here for another 22 and a half minutes on this edition of More Than Money. Gunther will be here until noon.
Yep, noon.
And then we're going to head out. But let's do what we do best on More Than Money, 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones and talk to Renee. Renee, good morning.
Hi, Gene. It's good. It's a beautiful day. I was expecting it to be raining. My weather forecaster was not too smart. But anyway,
watch yourself.
I'm not talking about your weather. The weather forecast on WAB are good. That's what the ones.
Okay.
I'm getting what they said I'd get. But I was watching one of the network shows, and they saw that I was expecting to be raining this morning.
Elliot Abrams. He does a good job.
I want to take exception to your advice to the young lady just beforehand about the consequences of working in effect on your Social Security. It doesn't, at least for me, it doesn't reduce my benefit, but it does affect it because I get taxed on it. So that although the benefit doesn't change, I pay taxes on the benefit because they look at my AGI and determine how much of the Social Security is that accurate? Am I accurate? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Now, yeah, these are two very different questions. For her, the question was her fear about losing benefits because her income is too high. Your issue is taxation of benefits because Social Security is taxed up to 85% of the benefit if your AGI is roughly $35,000 or higher. So two very distinctly different questions.
Yep.
Hers is a benefit one. Yours is a tax one. But you're absolutely right. If you are fortunate enough in retirement that you're earning a substantial income, your Social Security is going to be taxable.
Yeah. And so that from the standpoint of income, cash flow, your cash flow does get reduced because you're working.
It absolutely can. Of course, everything depends on individual tax profiles. Tax brackets, deductions, exemptions, etc.
Yeah.
But it absolutely could.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I was my understanding was accurate. And thank you for.
You got it.
Okay, good enough. Take care.
Thanks, Renee. Day. Take care. God bless. 610-720-7900. Now, do you really think when I tell people God bless, you think that's bringing just way too much religion into the show?
Don't sneeze. Whatever you do, don't sneeze. I don't want to have to get in trouble too.
You'll get some letters, I'll tell you right now. 610-720-7900. Gentleman writes, my wife and I are both 66. We're looking at retirement within the next year. We both have 401ks at work, totaling almost $700,000. Good for them. We each have IRAs totaling about $120,000. That's fabulous. Our home is paid for. We have no debt. Together we expect we'll get Social Security of about $4,800 a month. We figure our monthly budget to be right around $6,000. Is there a way to know what the odds are that we can be retired and not run out of money in our old, do you say old? He puts in older age. Hey, 66 is not old. Ask Gunter. You got what? 2-3 years ago you turned 66.
Yeah, right. So he spelled it out and totaled up numbers and all that
stuff.
No.
This is some numbers that I put
together.
You
did.
Just so that, because he sends us this.
Oh, you came up with that. That's your
idea. I wanted to make sure that I understood kind of where I was going, because he wants to understand the odds. And there are retirement projection software programs.
That goes back to QLAC.
Oh, it could go back. Now, that's a very interesting idea. We'll circle back to that. If you said to me, if I invested my 820 and I knew I could get 1.75%, that would give me the income I need, would you feel confident that you could get 1.75%?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think most people would. I think most people would look at that and go, now, wait a second. Interest rates are going up a little bit. Some of the local CDs are 1.5. Some as high as 2. Gosh, if I knew I could do 1.75, I think the odds that I not run out of money are maybe 100%. Maybe 100%. But if you want it right at 100%, then you've got to convert some of this 820 to guaranteed income. A QLAC might come into play. You might decide out of that 820, we're going to take 100. We're going to put that away for each of us. That'll take us down to 620. Now we know at 85 and beyond, we are golden. Never run out of money. Now the probability is 100%. Another way to do it is to use a different type of an annuity immediately. Take some piece of that 820, maybe 300 or so, put that into an investment that gives a guaranteed 5% forever. Now your basic budget is met, and you still have over $500,000 you could invest for all the fun stuff, all the extras, the grandkids, the trips, the race cars, the extra transmission that goes into overdrive when you're in reverse or whatever. I have no idea what I'm talking
exactly
about. I think that's clear.
Yes, very abundantly.
How about that? It only took me 15 seconds to come out to show I know nothing about what you do on the racetrack.
Yes.
So pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you put down maybe a QLAC. Oh, that's funny.
You beat me to it.
Oh, okay. You did. That was one of your solutions.
You beat me up to
it. And I would never have known what a QLAC was till I was listening today and you explained it. Now I know and I thought of it immediately, which goes to show how educational this show can be. Seriously, it's just great stuff, folks. It's great stuff on a Saturday morning. Can really learn a lot.
Can be, but there are no guarantees.
Well, we can learn about 2001 Dodges and intermittent wipers, too. Which
still one of the funniest emails I ever got.
I don't know the guy.
Now, I don't know the
not
guy.
Not that one. I think the one that the lady sent complaining. I'm never going to watch you on the radio again. That's right. Never going to watch Gene on the radio again. I love that one.
And sadly, she's not going to hear.
Come down here to the neighbor's home and garden and listen to us in person. Don't look at us. Just listen to us in person.
I thought my response to her was
very, very classy.
Classy, but she won't hear it because she's not watching anymore.
I know. That's a shame. That's a shame.
That kind of hurts my feelings.
That's like if a tree falls in the woods, you know, and nobody's there to hear it. Did it make a sound? If so, did the answer have any impact? She wasn't there.
Dude, you're getting deep on me.
Really?
Well, we're piling it up deep.
Yeah, deep.
610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. Next week, circle the date on the calendar. On the 28th, we're going to be out at Bear Creek Mountain Resort. Gorgeous venue. Great event. Last year, over 600 people took advantage of the rescue
Health Day,
where they got, not only did they get great discounts on the products, that's fabulous, and I can't tell you how many people I saw there, I'm sure you did as well, that they're longtime listeners, longtime parts of the family, longtime rescue folks. They're there just to get the huge discounts on the products. They come in once a year, they load up, and they save a boatload. But then all the doctors are there giving great information, health screenings, answering questions. And Bobby Guntz, you're going to be broadcasting your show there live.
Six to eight, then follow with you. We'll do some breaks during your show and then breaks throughout the day. But the bigger thing is really, truly, the information, the huge discounts. The doctors are all going to do at least one presentation to groups. Then you go and do the individual consultations with the doctors as they get, you know, your own, get your own health advice from a podiatric surgeon, from an orthopedic, from Dr. Bodeman, from naturopath, Dr. Jostelson. So the one-on-one consultations, the group seminars, the screenings, we're doing blood pressure, we're doing glaucoma, I think we're doing glucose. All of this is free. Spin the wheel to win some rescue products, free breakfast, free lunch. It's just a great day, beautiful venue, very upbeat
gorgeous.
Event, just a happy, happy time.
So, a lot of good people. You'll meet a lot of people. People that are like-minded.
Creek Mountain Resort. Did we say that?
Yeah, we did indeed. That's how we started.
Okay.
610-720-7900.
Can we, one more nine time for the number here?
Please, go right ahead.
610. That's to get a hold of Gene. Still have some time for some questions here on the More Than Money Show at 610-720-7900. But we are doing another $500 match here for animals in distress, and we need to get that done. We made the $77. I guess it was on the phone, but we need $500 more. If we could do that by 10 o'clock, we have lots of airtime to talk about it. It would be awesome if we could do another $500 match. We need to have a phenomenal weekend of $70,000, and so if we could knock off another $500, that means we're $3,000 closer. 610-967-4417. 610-967-4417. You can call in your pledge. Your gift is tax-deductible, pledge by Visa, MasterCard, or check. You're helping the no-kill shelter or pledge here in person at Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street in Hellertown. If you come down here, you see Oreo. Now, you're watching that woman pet Oreo's tail, right? And you, if I'm not, Gene doesn't want me to tell sad stories. If you knew Oreo's pre-story,
it's
really incredible what he endured.
And now you
look at him, and
that's one of the cutest dogs you have ever seen in your life.
The folks, this is what it's about. From where he was to this great life and this happy dog, if you saw it in a Disney movie, it would be a tearjerker.
Are you kidding me?
So that you make this possible by supporting the shelter. And a big thank you to Glenn at Neighbors Home and Garden. So much stuff is on sale. Nursery, everything's on sale. 35%, right? Today and tomorrow. Everything was 25, now 35%. All the pottery. He has a European style. See that, those metal roofs over there?
Sure.
That's this European style display of pottery. All that whole section, there's huge pots and potted plants and glazed pottery and all that stuff. That's all on sale. Nursery up to 35%. Then we got the propane happy hour. $9.99 for your propane tank. Now, everything else is all weekend long, and they're taking money all weekend long for animals in distress. But the propane happy hour is today only, $9.99. All day today, get that 18 to 20-pound propane tank refilled for $9.99. Patio furniture on sale, 75 sets. The pet department's got all the pet toys 25% off. Got that great price on bird seed for $18.99 for the black oil premium. All of that stuff. Lots of great stuff going on at Neighbors Home and Garden. 7 acres of everything you need for Neighbors Home and Garden. Gift shops got stuff on sale. So come on down, support Glenn. Part of the proceeds of that, of the sales, go to animals in distress. So in every way, he's helping them. Awesome. Really great partner. Really great. Neighbors Home and Garden.
Give the pledge number one more time,
sir. Again, 610-967-4417 right now, waiting for your calls.
And, of course, if you've got a question for More Than Money, 610-720-7900. Yeah. We have an email. Well, gentleman writes, I'm 78. I've been using the same tax preparer for about 10 years. I think I'm paying way too much in income taxes. Join the club. We all feel that. Every year it seems to get worse. I thought my preparer might have some ideas to save me taxes. She said that's not her job. Well, then whose job is it?
What?
Yeah, he's a little cranky.
I think he has a good reason.
Is he? Does he? You have a tax preparer, is the tax preparer's job to tell you how to save on taxes?
In my opinion, it is.
The answer is maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. Some tax preparers are exactly that. They have been trained to put the right numbers on the right lines, on the right pieces of paper, and tell you what you owe. And that's all that they do. They are tax preparers. Some tax preparers are also tax planners.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can get both in the same human being, it's a huge advantage. Now, I actually followed up with this gentleman and had a brief conversation. He's 78. The reason his taxes are going up every year is that his required minimum distribution from his IRA is going up every year. I looked at his taxes. He's angry that he's paying more than about $11. He's making a lot of money. He's paying a fair amount of money and a fair amount of dollars in taxes, but his actual tax rate's under 10%.
Oh, wow.
So if you knew you could make a lot of money and pay less than 10 cents on the dollar in taxes, you and I would be the happiest guys on the planet.
Oh, my gosh. So I'd want to know, what did he do? What does he have that he's only paying at the end at 78 years old? What's he invested in that's all he owes is 10 cents on the dollar?
It's really not the issue of investment. It's the issue of how you and I look at the same numbers and we come to different conclusions.
Yeah.
He sees a tax bill that you and I would be thrilled with, and he's furious.
So is that the rate that most people that had saved and would be paid? Is that?
No, it's the perfectly appropriate rate for him with his income. He's not doing anything special. He really doesn't have anything special to do. And here's why. If you're in retirement, good morning, sir. If you're in retirement and you're taking a big chunk of money from your IRA because you're required minimum distribution, if you're living on that, you're spending it, then you pay tax on it. That's the nature of the beast. If, on the other hand, we'll pick on Gunther for a second, if you were retired many years from now, of course, many, many years from now, of course, you're required to take your distribution. If you sent it directly from the IRA to your church, there's no income tax. So he could cut his income tax by doing exactly that. He can't afford to. He can't afford to give up all that distribution. He needs it to pay bills. So his tax bill.
Oh, you'd have to pay the whole distribution to the whole. Not,
you can do a piece of it. You can do a piece of it, and it's still very valuable to do a piece of it. So let's say your required minimum distribution is $10,000, and you want your church to get $2,000 of that. Easily done, and it'll cut your taxes a little bit. To be perfectly honest, speaking to this gentleman, he's cranky. You and I would look at his situation, and we'd be doing backflips and saying we're the luckiest guys on the planet. My strong suspicion is that no matter what this young lady did on his tax return, if it ended up that he paid anything over about $41.
So here's the other thing, too. I think sometimes people that are in that situation don't realize. They might, but they don't really conceptualize it at the time the government's wanting their money. He did defer all the payments by putting it in. So he would have paid taxes. You can pay me that now or pay me later is that old expression. He got a great benefit of deferring it all those years, but the IRS eventually wants its money.
Hey, there's a lady coming in with a dog. Is that okay?
I would think so, since they have a pet department.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah, I would think so.
I thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, I got to go in and buy stuff for our rabbit. They have great rabbit treats.
Neighbors
here.
Home and Garden. Now, we're going to be wrapping up More Than Money here in about 10 minutes. But the event at Neighbors Home and Garden goes on all day. Bobby Grunts Walsh is here till noon. You're going to get a chance to meet him, be abusive, do all the kind of stuff that your listeners normally do. And make great, generous contributions to animals in distress, get some good food, and have a great event. But 10 more minutes, we'll do the very best we can to give you a little more information. 610-720-7900. This one you might have some insight in. Not unlike what you went through recently. Details are different, the idea is the same. My husband and I are downsizing. Well, the husband part with you is that probably doesn't apply. Not directly. We have a very large home on 12 acres. For the right person, it will be a steal. Do we sell our home first, or do we buy a home and hope this home sells? And what do most people do? You recently went through you sold a home, you bought a home, and how did you juggle all that?
Well, I was no worry. I was you guaranteed sell, so I wasn't worried about it. I also knew the realtor's reputation. I knew he was going to sell it. I had great confidence in him.
So that helped a lot?
Yeah, and he did. He sold it for about $20,000 more than I thought even possible. And when they first told me what they were going to list it for, I thought they were out of their mind, even though I knew him well.
So you were very, very happy with that result.
Very happy with it.
So and, did you sell your home first and then buy your new home, or did you buy your new home
bought
first?
Bought the new house first.
And did you buy it well in advance?
Well in advance.
Okay. And that, if I understand correctly, your particular circumstance, there were things you wanted to do with your new home.
Right.
Just get it exactly right, right, set it up the way you want.
And get it set for Katie and the girls who
exactly
live in the same house.
So having that... what in mind, that was your end result
right
in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Buying your new home first was almost a requirement.
Yeah, really, that was what because it would have been stressful to do it the other way. In
exactly
fact, it was stressful. I even said to them, I don't want to do the sold in 68-day thing because I don't want you to sell it that fast. So when they, I really didn't want it sold because I said, I'm not ready to move.
You're not ready to move. So your circumstance was, I'm not so anxious about selling my house because that would actually put more stress. These folks, it's kind of the reverse.
Yeah.
They're kind of anxious because they realize they have a kind of a specialized property, and maybe it's going to sell quickly, maybe it won't. And so,
I'd sell it first.
Okay.
Because then if you sell it, if you move first, you might be thinking, now we got two mortgages, or maybe the debt, I don't know if they're debt-free. But if you sell it first, you can sit there and wait. You're not in a rush.
So where do you live if you sell it first?
And don't have, find a property?
And don't have a...
I honestly think you get a pod, put your stuff in a pod,
right,
store it in a pod so you don't have to move it twice.
You can't live in a pod.
No,
so
but then you just rent an apartment for a short-term lease till you find a place.
Or maybe even a longer-term lease.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know, spend a year.
Yeah.
Find exactly the right... now, because now what you're sitting with, cash in hand.
You know exactly how much money you have. You know, you got the price you wanted because you weren't anxious to sell.
No anxiety on that part. You've already acknowledged, I'm not going to be going likely. I'm not going to be going directly from this house to a new house. So I'm already acknowledging an apartment. Pods work really well. All of a sudden, your stuff's all in storage, ready for whenever you're ready. A lot of stress goes away and gives you a lot of leverage in terms of negotiation.
Right.
Because you're sitting with check in hand. Walk into a house, people go, hey, if I get a mortgage, oh, I don't need a mortgage.
Right.
Pretty powerful place.
But I think you win both ways. You win because you sell your house, you're not anxious to sell it because you got to sell it. You're going to wait until you sell it to find a new home. So that gives you power on the sales side of your home. You're not saying, I got to get this sold. You can sit and wait for your price or a price that you think is fair. And then it also gives, you said, that once you have that cash in hand, gives you power on when you're on the buying side. I think you win both ways.
I do too. Gentleman writes on the email in response to our discussion about the LAC.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, I presented the correct acronym to my financial person. But when I emailed you, the autocorrect changed it. And I neglected to proofread before sending it. I'll be watching my radio for corrections. We're going to have a lot of radio
auto-correct
viewers.
Autocorrect.
I can see our radio viewership growing by leaps.
Oh, yeah.
And bounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Leaps and bounds.
Can I do one more play here?
Time? As time goes short, yes.
So we're at a neighbor's home and garden. Again, we got the breakfast. Glenn is making these amazing breakfast sandwiches on the Weber Grill. And he doesn't just sell Weber Grills. The Weber Grill expert here often, but he also has become an expert. He's actually making eggs on the grill, folks. He's making amazing breakfast sandwiches. So come on down here. Enjoy those for free. If you want to make, then the hot chicken is already rolled out. They'll be getting ready to do that around noon. That's free. But if you want to make a contribution as a thank you, that's awesome. You can also make a contribution. Animals in Distress will be here all day today taking contributions for the shelter in person here at Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street in Hellertown. Or you can, and your gift is tax deductible and your money goes towards the match. Or you can call 610-967-4417. 610-967-4417. Please help us, Gene. It's yours. Go ahead.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Lots of folks ask. You do a More Than Money show. It's all about financial stuff. And then you head out and you try to help out animals in distress. We do Wounded Warrior Project, Keystone Warrior Project.
Doing that again this year?
Without a doubt. And Gunther and I, we team up, and we team up for good reason. This is what we believe in. And the title of the show, More Than Money, was not, we didn't pick that by accident. It's because a quality life is way more than how much income you make. It's how much people and how many animals you can help.
And love.
So God bless you all. If we can be of service to you as Natalie Merchant sings us out, just let us know. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. And, of course, you can always go old school on us. Just give us a phone call, 610-746-7007. Folks, thanks for being part of this edition of More Than Money. We'll see you next time on More Than Money.
Generous, I don't know how you keep on giving.